Welcome to the Matthew Carroll Podcast. My name is Matthew Carroll.
I'm Spencer Roeder.
Well, Spencer, episode two, we're here. We did it.
We made it to the next one. That was on the list.
Yeah, the next one on her list. Tonight, we're going to be discussing the song, the next one on her list. No, the...
yep. Matthew has not memorized his own song names.
Well, no, I really haven't. Sometimes I'm quite wrong. but yeah, this one's next one on her list. It is the first track on the album. And it's, as we talked about in the first episode, it is... by the way, the way this is going to work, we're going to talk about it for a few minutes, and then we're going to play the song so you guys get to hear it after we kind of give it some context and give it some thought.
Does that mean we need to have a spoiler alert here? Is that what's...
Yes, spoiler alert for the song you're going to hear at the end of the podcast. I really hope you guys enjoy this album, and maybe some of you guys may be joining us because you've never heard the music. Some of you may be joining us because you already have the album and you're wanting to hear some extra content about it. Either way, welcome. But this song, let's just dive right into the next one on her list. My first thoughts on next one on her list are it's my favorite song on the album, actually. Well, I say that. It's my favorite sounding song on the album. there's a few reasons. Some are like my favorite song emotionally, so I'm probably going to get to certain songs and say they're also my favorites.
Right. Some are like, lie throughout this podcast, is what he's right. saying.
Some are my favorite lyrically. Some are my favorite because they hit me emotionally. Some are my favorite in the sense that they're the, like... they're the most whatever, but this one is just my favorite sounding song. Every time I listen to it, it's exactly what I think of when I think of the album I wanted to make, and it's why I put it first on the album. It's a it's just right down the middle in that sort of vibe that I love. It has a really cool guitar sound, and it has sort of laid back vocals. In that way that Rivers Cuomo and Ben Folds and some of my heroes do. And really cool harmonies in places. And it has that really cool at the end. Some of you haven't heard it yet, but at the end of the song, there's a really big moment where you get layered vocals on each other. And then even after that, a guitar lead comes in, kind of layering these three melodies that are sort of bouncing against each other. And I just... it's my favorite sounding song on the album. Every time it comes on, I just get excited. It's got an acoustic guitar in it, which is the only song on the album that has an acoustic guitar, except for, well, there's two other songs, but this is,
except for the only acoustic track at the end.
Yeah, there is one acoustic track. The only one with the band in it that also has an acoustic guitar, because it was important to the sound of the sound I wanted for the guitars. They have this really, really pretty mixture of the two electric guitars and the one acoustic guitar going, just really this chunky driving thing. I just really get excited every time I hear it. What were we saying, Spence?
Oh, I was going to say, going back to the Matt not knowing the names of his album songs, you know, he also doesn't know about the acoustic track at the end. Don't tell him, anybody.
Right. There's actually three songs with acoustic guitar, but this is the only one with it, with the band. One has an acoustic, it's a fully on acoustic song, full on acoustic, just picked song. And then one, the song starts with acoustic and then moves to electric. But that's only like a 20-second little moment that has acoustic. So it's some of the only acoustic on the album, which is kind of weird because I play acoustic live almost exclusively up to
all your previous work had acoustic guitar that I recall. All the stuff that you did solo anyway.
Yeah, all my previous EPs and stuff have always had a lot of acoustic in them, but truth be told, I didn't really want that acoustic sound on this album. I wanted it to be more like my heroes and more like the kind of music I love, and honestly the kind of music I don't hear much. Someone asked me, and I think it may have been you actually, you were talking to me one day about like making an impact musically.
Yeah, that was me and Dave Robertson, my brother-in-law and your longtime friend.
Yeah, of the DC On Screen podcast.
Yeah, also my long-term friend, but, you know, he's also my brother-in-law now.
Yeah.
We were talking about kind of what we anticipated for your record and, like, you know, getting out there, and whether, I think we might have used the term, would it make an impact? Or maybe that was my, you know, what I was wondering, if it was going to, which were, you know, it's kind of yet to see, because it hasn't come out yet.
And, but, and you were, know, and I think you were talking about whether it was going to make a splash and people were going to, it was going to get to people's ears, basically.
Yeah, whether people would hear it, I think, is, you know, not so much like, you know, a sales or money monetary thing. It was just, you right. know,
make an impact would, and then, in the sense of people hearing it.
And then we were discussing whether or not, you know, I guess artistically it would. And I guess the main thing I would think of if it were to is it's kind of like a, it's a little bit of a revival of the sounds from, and we spoke about it a little bit before.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of like it's the late 90s alternative kind of sound. Indie alternative kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's just not that much of that being done, at least on the radio anymore. And a lot of the bands that are out there these days are... So something that I love about music, and this song is definitely an example of this, is not taking myself too seriously. All those bands I always mention that I love, I feel like they don't take themselves too seriously. They kind of like, they can have a full-on emotional reaction in the song, mm-hmm. but those emotional reactions are like somehow through a lens of, is this thing really that important? You know, like kind of a detached sense of like triviality. And this song is one of those. It's like, the song is called Next on Her List, and it's about a guy who wants to be with a girl who is currently with someone else, or has seen her be with many others, and he'd like to be with her at some point. Like, not sexually, that's not really the connotation, I don't think. At least in my mind, it's he wants a chance to be with her, and he has the he doesn't even necessarily expect it would last long. It's just he wants a chance to be with her and to try to make it work.
Right.
And I loved that idea. And I liked one of the things about this song too is it's one of the first songs I'd written, not the first, but really early on in the songs I've written that are not from my perspective.
Right. Yeah, that's what I was going to say earlier when you said this guy. It's for a while, the vast majority of what you wrote was very based on your personal life experience.
For sure. Autobiographical. Like the first maybe 200 songs I wrote were autobiographical. And, you know, while I think that sometimes that can be good, and I enjoy writing songs that are autobiographical, it also is limiting. Because you're locked into your own experience. I really liked this album. I took time to write songs that were from experiences of others, from experiences of friends of mine who I, you know, knew the situation really well. Like, and I'm writing kind of trying to lock into their emotional experience and express that. And sometimes I'm just writing a story. You know, it's just telling a story through song. And I think that's what this one is. There's not a person. There's not a guy who actually I was writing about in this one. This was a kind of just a writing exercise, and I really loved it. And it kind of reminded me, and for a minute I was like, is this okay to express in pop music? Like, the idea of just wanting to be with someone who's not really even available. And it kind of, it took me a while to be like, is this an okay song to write? Is that going to resonate with anyone? And then it reminded me, I realized it's basically Jesse's girl in a way.
Yeah, to some degree, except for, it's the girl who, like, you know, tore up Jesse's heart.
Right. It's the girl. The song starts with, she's a heartbreaker. And she's just torn through lots of guys, and I'm asking her to tear through me next. Like,
yeah, that's the kind of connotation at some point. But although I was listening to it earlier today in preparation, and there is a part where he seems to be at the very end, like, no, I think this could be, you know, be with you forever kind of sentiment. I can't remember the lyric exactly.
Right. It's maybe I'll be hers for all time. Maybe she'll be mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's that little bit of hope in there, and that's exactly and that's the juxtaposition that I love over the ending is. There's the main vocalist singing, I want to be the next one. I want to be the next one on her list, which to me is kind of a cynical idea anyway. I'm just the next one on a list of guys she's going to be with and going to tear apart. And then over the top of it, this hopeful guy is singing, maybe I'll be hers for all time. And that just really, that's my favorite. It's the juxtaposition of those two ideas of being, being like knowing that knowing that it's temporary and hoping that it's not.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a lot of fun for me. I really love this song. Love what came of it. And the band really did a great job. We wrote the guitar hook that starts the song is really, really energetic. It actually is what started this podcast. I'm going to use it's being used as the intro to the Matthew Carroll podcast because I like it so much.
I was kind of wondering what the
intro music would be.
What the intro music would be?
Yeah. Well, it is going to be the intro hook to next one on her list. I love that hook. So normally that would probably play at the end of the podcast, but you know it's going to be the actual song at the end of the podcast. So there we go.
I did actually listen back to the, okay, so this was one of the cabin songs, is that right?
Yeah, it was written in the cabin when I was just off by myself in a cabin for a week.
So Matt would send me, for the week, would send daily updates on, you know, where he had gotten usually three songs, sometimes two songs, depending on the day. And, so I still have like all the, it's kind of cool for me because I've got all these levels of all these songs. So I've got the just basic acoustic version, and then you know later on he went and made more of a demo that had you know guitar, like electric guitar and bass and drums, and so I went back and listened to this one, and it actually sounds very similar to the finished product, other than you know, I mean. You didn't change a lot of the melody or words.
No, I think I had the form was strum. Almost exactly there.
Yeah.
With this one came out of me real formed.
The feel of it was very similar, even without all of the fancy, cool stuff that the rest of the band did.
Yeah.
So you know, maybe it'll be on a deluxe version at some point.
Yeah. That's actually something we didn't cover that I wanted to on the intro cast was kind of how this album came together. And something I learned doing this album was the idea of iteration. And I really, it's something kind of new to me and that I'm going to continue to do. I wrote the song on acoustic guitar in a cabin by myself in most cases. And then I took that song and I made a really intense demo on my computer, like kind of using GarageBand to like add drums and bass and guitar. And I even hired musicians to come over and kind of flesh out some of the parts and really found the voice of every song. And I did that for about 25 songs. My 25 favorite songs that I'd written, I did these demos, really, really close to fully done demos. And then after I did all of that, after I found the voice for the songs, I chose my favorite 12, and then I took those into rehearsal with the band. And the band, we spent about 3 months working on the songs in a rehearsal space. You know, we already had a pretty much fully done version on the demo, but we took the time to just play them over and over and find those cool moments and little like guitar fills and drum fills and, you know, bass runs and just all this cool stuff that we were able to add in, little pauses and stops and pushes that aren't in those demos but are in the final product. Can't say enough about the guys who I worked with doing that. And then we went into the studio once we'd rehearsed them to hell and back. We went and finished the album by actually going to the studio and laying them down. I iterated it. Basically, there's four versions of this album. you know, the acoustic the acoustic demos that have 200 songs or whatever, and then there's the 25 demos that were my favorite 25 that were really close to. I mean, those demos were further along than a lot of the EPs I've released in the past.
Oh yeah, you know? Well, Matt was actually like, there was a lot of discussion about whether to even go in a studio at different points or whether to hire a producer that like more go to somebody's house or something. And because you were at the time so happy with these with the demos you'd put together.
Yeah, and some of them I still am. Some of them look back, I'm like, why'd I go to studio? That sounds good.
They sound a lot better from the studio. I'm sorry.
No, I agree. We worked with Synchromesh Studios. Jason Elgin's the guy's name, and he is a boss. And he really put just an amazing amount of work into these things and made them far better than I ever could at home. and that's the thing. It's my first album. I wanted it to be everything professional. I didn't want to do, hey, we recorded this part in a guy's basement or whatever, you know? And so I really went all in trying to make this album everything it could be.
Well, one interesting thing, as far as song selection, which I know we talked more about last time.
Yeah.
But, was that this was one of the first five you did in the studio, because you did five in one day, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. We did five the first day and seven the second day.
Yeah, and so there was some time in between these two times, and like the first time we went in, it was this one, and you know, we'll talk about the other ones later, but you didn't even know what the rest of the album was going to be at that point.
That's right.
Still discussing what songs were going to make it.
I had narrowed it down to like 15 or 16, and I just couldn't get those last four to go away. Like, I really couldn't decide. And the plan was to do 3 days of five songs each and really spend the time on and then have enough songs to be able to get rid of a couple.
Right.
That was the original plan, so that we, you know, get through the process and be like, well, we've got 15 songs recorded, but you know what? That one doesn't sound very good. But the truth is, after I recorded the first one and got through it, I realized based on my budget, I couldn't do a third day in the studio. At least not a full band day. It was just too expensive. At that point, I'd spent a lot of money and couldn't justify doing a third day, and so on the second day I added two songs and I was like, well, that's gonna be my 12. I better make them good. That's one of the only parts of the process that I ended up changing midstream. But yeah, so this song is next one on her list. Anything else you want to say about next one on her list?
No, dig it, guys.
Yeah, I hope you guys like it. This is my favorite sounding song on the album, and it's the first one. And this, for many of you, this may be the first time you hear any of my music, so I hope you like it. She's a heartbreaker. Friendship. Been too scared to risk it, but these feelings, they get stronger. I can't wait much longer. I wanna be the next one. I wanna be the next one on her list. I wanna be the next one. I wanna be the next one on her list. Other guys.